These were not liberals, Mr. Flashman. These were not progressive intellectuals. Germany must have her Napoleon if she is to have her...
Waterloo?
I was sick of all his bombast. Mind you, the moment I'd said it, I wished I hadn't, for he stopped dead and stared at me in silence with those blazing blue eyes. Then he sat back in his chair and spoke quietly. There will be no Waterloo. However, this is academic, and certainly wasted on a mind such as yours. I have said enough, I think, to explain to you the necessity for ensuring that the spread of liberal thought must be checked before it breeds revolution proper. For this, there must be measures, wherever possible, to buttress existing government and to preserve order. Stability must be maintained wherever seditious influences are at work. And nowhere are they more in evidence than in Schleswig and Holstein.
I wonder when we should get back to them, says I, and glanced at the others to see how they'd taken Bismarck's tirade. Young Rudy was blowing smoke rings at the ceiling, but de Gautier was all ears, and as for Kraftstein, he was pointing like a damned retriever, as though ready to bark in admiration. It occurred to me that if he found Bismarck's claptrap absorbing, there was probably no lack of other idiots in Germany who would do so too.
"If you care to study the map of Europe above that bookcase," Bismarck continued, "you will see that at the eastern limit of Holstein, where it joins Mecklenburg, there's a small duchy called Strakenz. It, like Schleswig and Holstein, has ties both with Germany and Denmark. Like them also, it is riven internally by contending parties. Being a rural, backward province, it is of less apparent importance than its larger neighbors, but this is an illusion. In fact, it is the spark on the tinder. If the dissension between the contending parties in Strakenz were to erupt into disorder, this would undoubtedly be used by revolutionary elements as an excuse to foment unrest in the neighboring provinces. Denmark and Germany could become involved. Believe me, great wars have begun over smaller matters than Strakenz. Is it plain to you that the peace must be kept in this little province? If it is, then given time, German diplomacy will ensure the incorporation of Schleswig and Holstein into the German Confederacy, and the process of our national unification will have begun. But if in the immediate future anything should occur to plunge Strakenz into unrest, if the rival factions there should be given any crisis to exploit, then my work will be ruined before it has been commenced.
I can't say I gave a tuppenny damn about his work or the building of a united German state, and I couldn't for the life of me see what all this had to do with me. Still, I could only listen.
Bismarck was leaning forward again, staring at me and tapping the table. Such a crisis is at hand. Here are the facts. Strakenz is ruled by Duchess Irma, who has recently reached marriageable age. She is exceedingly popular with her subjects, being young and personable, and therefore supremely fitted to rule in the eyes of superstitious peasants. It has been arranged that she should marry a prince of the Danish royal family, a nephew, in fact, of King Christian himself, one Prince Carl Gustav. This informs you of the importance that Denmark attaches to even such a tiny province as Strakenz. The point is that the marriage will be hailed by the Danish faction in Strakenz, who are an unusually troublesome group, possibly because they are so far away from Denmark itself, and if they are contented, Strakenz will continue in peace. Its German population will know how to wait. He added with confidence.